I kissed you by the window late at night and played another Irish song. A new love in disguise, and you knew my secret with a glance. Mixed up the two of you. One is old and one is new, and one is gray and one is blue. The ocean and the sky. Tried and tried to tell you this is Vancouver music. I'll come back and say hello, but now I'm saying goodbye.
CITR 101.9 FM Radio, broadcasting from the Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia, Vancouver, Canada.
This is the fourth edition of Smart People, featuring one-half-hour interviews with smart people. I'm Elmer Weens, the host for this episode. And today we have two very, or really smart people from BC Children's and BC Women's Hospitals. We have Pat Gillis, who is the manager of volunteer resources for BC Children's and BC Women's Hospitals, and Diana Steele, manager revenue development auxiliaries for BC Children's and BC Women's Hospital. How are you today?
Yeah, good, good.
Diana,
yeah,
how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Okay, to start, I want to say that I enjoyed attending your volunteer recognition meet and greet at Still Fabulous, your thrift shop on Dunbar last Thursday. And I hope I didn't scarf too much of the sushi. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed the fashion shows.
Yeah, it was great. We had food and entertainment and a quiz, and it was a time for us to recognize and appreciate our volunteers. It's Still Fabulous.
Yeah, I liked the fashion show. You had those three guys who worked with you guys on Saturday. Who are they?
Yeah, we had Renzo and Kenneth and Intasar, and they're students who help us on the shop on Saturdays. And we really couldn't really run our businesses without the help of students. And we're happy to be here because some of those are from UBC. So we're
yeah, really they were popping some. Some tags, is that
right? That's right, popping some tags, for sure.
Yeah, with Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, their song Thrift Shop from The Heist. That's what we were listening to before we started the show.
Yeah.
Okay, today we're going to talk about social enterprise and non-profit organizations. And we're going to do this from the point of view of the social enterprises the two of you and your volunteers and others run. So let's start with Pat Gillis. Tell us about your role, what your roles are, and what you do at the hospitals.
The Volunteer Resources Department is the hospital department that manages volunteers for the service activities at both women's and children's hospitals. A lot of the volunteers, of course, are involved with patient and family support. But what we were excited about to talk with you today is just about the other enterprises that we do. And we're really lucky at the hospital to have a lot of volunteer applications. But some of the lesser known volunteer roles are what we were hoping to talk about today.
Yeah, thanks, Pat. Diana, have you got something to add to that?
Well, I have a great job at the hospital. I get to support both women's and children's hospital auxiliaries and with their businesses on a regular basis. They're both very dynamic and really involved in not only in businesses at the hospital, but also businesses in the community.
You have quite a few enterprises. What's your view of social enterprises and... what's your concept, and how does this concept mix in with what you do, Pat?
I think the whole concept of social enterprise is not as well known. Most people think of enterprise or entrepreneurs more associated with the for-profit business ventures that we have, that you see in the community. But more and more not-for-profits are getting involved, and it's an excellent way to raise funds. And a lot of not-for-profit agencies are actually getting into businesses, and some are very lucrative. It's a more sustainable source of operating funds. And so the social enterprise concept is where not-for-profits or charities or co-ops are getting into the business, they're selling goods or providing services, they're in the general marketplace, and then, of course, their return on investment or their profits support the services or the clients the purpose of the society or the charity. A good example of that would be like the Salvation Armies. I think people are really familiar with the Salvation Army thrift stores, and they're very profitable. They make money. The clothing supports their families, their social service agencies. And so all of the money that's made in their businesses is poured back to provide the social services that are so needed in the community.
You're still looking to make profits, and then you just pour, like you say, you pour them back into your organizations. So is this unique for nonprofit organizations? Has it been going on for a while?
I think that the concept of social enterprise is a little bit unique in terms of just labeling it. But, I mean, we all have seen that hospitals have had gift shops forever. And art galleries and museums, they have gift shops that are located in their agencies. So, you know, just it's the concept of they definitely are profit-making enterprises. But the profits aren't going to shareholders or investors. The profits from those businesses are coming back and helping with the purpose of that charity or society. And so, you know, the benefit is our communities and the clients that are served by those agencies.
Thank you, Pat Gillis. I'm Elmer Weens, and I'm hosting this show, Smart People. It's a half-hour show. This is the fourth episode, and I'll direct my next question to Diana Steele. What types of business ventures have been created to generate revenues for your organization?
Well, at BC Women's Auxiliary, they have their main source of revenue is a gift shop on site. And it's been there for many years. It's actually, they've had a gift shop for over 42 years. They've been operating. Its basic purpose is to provide a service for patients and families that are there and fill a need so that families and patients can come down and purchase product that they need for infant care. It also supports staff that are on site. And they also have a joint venture with BC Children's Hospital is another source of funding for the Women's Auxiliary. And as we've just been talking about the thrift store, it's off-site over in Dunbar, recently moved.
What's the address there?
3479 Dunbar Street.
You got it right. That was one. that was on our quiz at the meet and greet. I knew it was on Dunbar Street, and I knew it was near Tim Hortons. And in the same shopping center as the liquor store on Dunbar. I knew this because I took that day when I came to the meet and greet, I took the 25 bus out there.
That's
and
right.
Just got off the bus, the 25 bus from UBC.
Yeah, you can easily see the flashing open sign when you're on the bus and pull the string and off you get.
Right, so this is Elmer Weens. I'm hosting the show Smart People. At 101.9 FM CITR. It's a university radio station, also a community radio station. And right now we're going to take a little break as we try to listen to a bit more of Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
CITR 101.9 FM radio, broadcasting from the Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia, Vancouver, Canada. Copping it, washing it, about to go and get some compliments, passing up on those moccasins. Someone else has been walking in, but me and grungy fucking men, I am stunting and flossing and saving my money, and I'm hella happy that's a bargain, bitch. I'ma take your grandpa style, I'ma take your grandpa style. No, for real, ask your grandpa, can I have his hand-me-down? Thank you. Velour jumpsuit and some house slippers, dookie brown leather jacket that I found, dig it. They had a broken keyboard, I bought a broken keyboard. I bought a ski blanket, then I bought a kneeboard. Hello, hello, my ace man, my mellow. John Wayne ain't got nothing on my fringe game, hell no. I could take some pro wings, make them cool, sell those. The sneakerheads would be like, ah, he got the Velcro. Whoa. I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. Whoa. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome. Ow. I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. Whoa. I'm
button, looking for a comma. This is fucking awesome.
What she know about rocking a wolf on your noggin? What she knowin' about wearing a fur fox skin? Whoa. I'm digging, I'm searching right through that luggage. One man's trash, that's another man's come up. Whoa. Thank your granddad for donating that plaid button up shirt. Cause right now I'm up in her skirt. I'm at the Goodwill, you can find me in the I'm not stuck on searching in the section.
CITR 101.9 FM radio, broadcasting from the Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia, Vancouver, Canada.
Okay, we're back. I'm Elmer Weens, hosting this show. Smart people, we run it on Wednesdays from 11:30 to 12 noon. I'm with Pat Gillis and Diana Steele. And Diana, you were talking about how your business ventures have created revenues for your organization.
Mm-hmm. That's right. BC Children's Hospital Auxiliary has several businesses that they operate to have sustainable funding throughout the year. They have a gift shop on site. It provides services for families and patients. Staff can purchase toys and gifts. It's sort of in the main hub of the hospital, so we get lots of visitors all the time. They also operate a holiday card program, which operates between the months of September and December, where it mostly supplies a product for corporations. They purchase holiday cards online. And then they're able to send those out to their clients. The cards are able to be personalized, so it's a great service. All of the cards feature BC artists, so all of the images are beautiful, original pieces that are done specifically for our program and feature BC artists. It began in the early 2000 by the foundation, and then around 2004 it was handed over to the auxiliary to run and operate, and it pulls in pretty good revenue year after year. The other program that Children's has is a clothing donation bin program. That's you may have seen them around town. They're the orange and white bins that you can drop clothing in.
Yeah, I've seen them around. They seem to be other bins competing with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's several major competitors, three big ones that we have. And that's actually has really grown. That program started back in around 2008. And we've really seen revenues grow over as the credential product that's been picked up in the bins. There's been a real increase on the market for that.
Diana, what type of partnerships or relationships have been created to help you grow your revenues?
Well, when we look at the clothing bins that we see around town, those clothing bins, it's a partnership with the Salvation Army or... They're a national recycling organization, and they basically take care of all of the pickups. We have a third-party pickup, and then the program, and then the clothing goes to the Salvation Army Distribution Center, where it's sold either in their shops or sold for profit. The auxiliary to BC Children's Hospital receives funding for the clothing that's picked up. And the other partnership that they have is with the Women's Auxiliary, and they partnered with them, as we spoke before, about the partnership they have with the thrift store. It's a joint venture.
Thanks, Diana. I know of, I have volunteered at Children's Hospital. I worked in the thrift shop, and I've gone around and picked up clothes for Still Fabulous, sort of doing the drudge work around, but it's a lot of fun. Anyway, Pat, what do you think the future holds for nonprofit organizations and fundraising opportunities? I know here at CITR we had a fundraiser quite successful a couple of weeks ago.
I think a lot of the traditional kinds of fundraising activities that hospital auxiliaries have been involved with are getting, you know, they tend to be a lot of labor, a lot of work with a very small return. So things like bake sales and book sales and chocolate sales and things like that are, you know, it's a lot of work, and the volunteers invest a lot of their time and energy. Whereas I think things like the holiday card and the thrift shop, those are things that are ongoing, and people really, they enjoy that. It's sustainable. It's ongoing. So the more effort you put in, it's sort of longer term rather than a short burst of energy and work, and then, you know, it's over quickly. The auxiliaries at Children's and Women's still do those kinds of activities, and staff enjoy them. Like, they still do a big sale and a book sale. But these kinds of longer-term businesses provide an ongoing source of revenues, which we're really fortunate to have. In the not-for-profit sector, I think we've become really overly dependent on things like gaming and government funding, and those are really very, very insecure sources of revenues, and it's really hard to build programs and to hire staff and really make your program sustainable if you're always having to, you know, chase down money. So this whole concept of social enterprise is really very valuable and really worth investing some time.
When I came in this morning, I noticed a lot of vendors down in the lobby of the Student Union building. Mm-hmm. You do vendors also, don't you? Is that part of your program, or is that a different part of the hospital's mm-hmm. programs?
Yes, both auxiliaries each have their own vendor program, and it's managed through our office.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you get a percentage of that? Or how?
Yeah, we do. We manage the bookings in two different locations on our hospital campus on Oak Street, and vendors pay a fee for each date that they reserve the vendor space for. One's in the cafeteria, and one is in our ambulatory clinic building, and then 20% of whatever they make that day comes back to the Children's Hospital Auxiliary or the Women's Hospital Foundation.
This is Elmer Weens, who's the show Smart People. I'm with Pat Gillis and Diana Steele at 101.9 FM CITR, broadcasting from the Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia. Still some more questions. Diana, what or how can community volunteers like students at UBC contribute to your enterprises?
Well, they can volunteer with us, especially at our thrift shop. It's close by to the university. We have quite a group of student volunteers at the shop, both on weekends and during the week. They find it easy to get to from UBC, and it tends to fit into their timetable really well. So that's a really good option. They could always come and visit and shop at our store too. A lot of our volunteers are also shoppers and customers, and they can also donate their used good quality clothing and some small housewares.
How would one do that about donating clothing?
Well, you could drop it off at the bin. I think we have a bin close by on campus, one at the golf course and one near the fire hall.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, and the other thing, they could bring it directly to the thrift shop.
Yeah, I saw that bin. It's a yellow bin right near the fire hall.
Orange bin,
right.
Yeah, ours are the orange bins. So that's really important to remember. We want to really make sure and distinguish ours. They're a bright orange with the Children's logo, the Sunshine logo on them. So you really want to make sure you put it in the orange bin.
Right. you know, I'm an economist, and so I'm interested in the money angle of this. Pat, can you explain more about, say, your return on investment that you get from your various social enterprise programs?
Yeah, the return on investment, I guess the investment that the auxiliaries make is their time and an initial investment. For Children's Auxiliary, they initially had to purchase all of those orange donation bin, so that was a significant investment they made. But the return on investment for that is really huge in terms of getting back the dollars. And the monies that come back to both Children's and Women's Auxiliaries are then used at the hospital to purchase things as they're identified. This year, the Women's Auxiliary purchased a special equipment for the simulation center. They're doing, of course, children's and women's are both teaching facilities, and the equipment that they needed at women's was to help new medical students and interns learn how to deliver babies. It's not exactly something you can practice doing, in medical school. And so this simulation center, they have the actual mannequins that actually deliver babies, and they have sounds, and so it's a really unique training tool. And at Children's, they've purchased special equipment for surgical suites, for the music therapy, art therapy. The treasure chest is a major investment, about $15,000 a year, to make sure that kids who are getting treatments have a little prize at the end. So the money that they raise and the money that we get, the profits from the thrift shop and the donation bins, it all just comes back to purchase things that the hospitals need for patients and families.
Just to review from the point of view of volunteering, if someone wants to volunteer at Still Fabulous on Dunbar, how would they do that?
They can email us directly at volunteer@cw.bc.ca, and we will send them some more information.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And if someone wanted to volunteer at the hospital itself, say in the gift shop or whatever, the same place?
Same email.
And what is that again? That's
volunteer@cw.bc.ca.
Volunteer@cw.bc.ca
That's the easiest way. We can send out an application. We have lots of opportunities in our social enterprise ventures, and it's a great place for students who are looking at business or want to get involved in helping us do some background information on product and statistics. I mean, there's all kinds of opportunities besides just standing behind a cash register.
Yeah, that's interesting that business students can come in there and get some familiarity with running or getting involved with a social enterprise type of organization. Just to summarize, because we're almost out of time here, so you've got a shop on Dunbar called Still Fabulous, and you sell both men's and women's clothing. I know I was in there, and there's a lot more women's clothing than men's clothing, and I guess we know the reason why. And what's that address again on Dunbar? That's
3479 Dunbar.
And then you have a thrift outlet in the hospital itself?
Yeah, right now, because the hospital is about to undergo some renovations, but we still do have an outlet on the campus where we originally started, and it's great, mostly for families and staff who are on campus.
On campus?
At the hospital campus. Yeah, at the hospital. Hospitals call it a campus. So on the hospital site, we do have an outlet. It's a very small shop, and it focuses on families and staff as well.
And you have gift shops and vendor programs in the hospital?
Absolutely. We have all kinds of opportunities, and so we really encourage students to be in touch. This is a new kind of thing. We have lots of volunteers who are interested in sort of the hospital services, but this is an area that we really are looking to have more volunteers get involved.
And your clothing bin program, that's the orange bins you see around town. People, if you got clothes you're not wearing, put them in there, and
absolutely
Macklemore and Ryan Lewis would be extremely happy when they come shopping.
That's right. Pop some tags.
I'm Elmer Weens. This is the show Still, I was going to say Still Fabulous.
It is Still Fabulous.
this is the show Smart People. I'm with some really smart people, Pat Gillis and Diana Steele. And now we're just going to listen to a bit more of Ryan Lewis and Macklemore.
CITR 101.9 FM radio, broadcasting from the Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia, Vancouver, Canada.
This is fucking awesome.
awesome.
What she know about rocking the wolf on your noggin? What she knowin' about wearing a fur fox skin? Whoa. I'm digging, I'm searching right through that luggage. One man's trash, that's another man's come up. Whoa. Thank your granddad for donating that plaid button up shirt, cause right now I'm up in her skirt. I'm at the Goodwill, you can find me in the Athens. I'm not stuck on searching in the section. Your grandma, your auntie, your mama, your mammy. I'll take those flannel zebra jammies secondhand and rock that motherfucker. The built-in onesie with the socks on that motherfucker. I hit the party and they stop in that motherfucker. They be like, oh, that Gucci, that's hella tight. I'm like, yo, that's $50 for a t-shirt. Limited edition, let's do some simple edition. $50 for a t-shirt, that's just some ignorant bitch. I call that getting swindled and pimped. I call that getting tricked by a business. This shirt's hella dope. And having the same one as six other people in this club is a hella don't. Pete gang, come take a look through my telescope. Trying to get girls from a brand, man, you hella won't. Man, you hella won't.
Goodwill. Poppin' tags.
Yeah. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a comma. This is fucking awesome. I'll wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible. I'm in this big ass coat from that thrift shop down the road. I'll wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible. I'm in this big ass coat from that thrift shop down the road. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a comma. This is fucking awesome.
Is that your grandma's coat?